Krishna Book, Canto 10, Hastinapur, Chapter 68, Scene 1, Samba Arrested. The son of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, had a marriageable daughter by the name of Lakshmana. She was a very highly qualified girl of the Kuru dynasty, and many princes wanted to marry her. In such cases, the Swayamvara ceremony is held so that the girl may select her husband according to her own choice. In Lakshmana's Swayamvara assembly, when she was to select her husband, Samba appeared. This Samba was a son of Krishna by his wife Jambavati, one of the chief wives of Lord Krishna. This son, Samba, is so named because he was a very bad child and always lived close to his mother. The name Samba indicates a son who is very much his mother's pet. Amba means mother and Sa means with. So, this special name was given to Samba because he always remained with his mother. Samba was also known as Jambavati Sutta for the same reason. As previously explained, all the sons of Krishna were as qualified as their great father, Lord Krishna. Samba wanted this daughter of Duryodhana, although Lakshmana was not inclined to have him. Therefore, Samba kidnapped Lakshmana by force from her Swayamvara assembly. Because Samba took Lakshmana away from the assembly by force, all the members of the Kuru dynasty, namely Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Vidura, Ujjahan, and Arjuna, thought it to be an insult to their family tradition that this boy, Samba, could possibly have kidnapped their daughter. All of them knew that Lakshmana was not at all inclined to select Samba as her husband, and that she was not given the chance to select her own husband, and instead Lakshmana was forcibly taken away by this boy. Therefore, they decided that Samba must be punished. They unanimously declared that Samba was most impudent and that Samba had degraded the family tradition of the Kurus. Therefore, all of them, under the counsel of the elderly members of the Kuru family, decided to arrest that boy, but not to kill him. They concluded that Lakshmana could now not be married to any boy other than Samba, since Lakshmana had already been touched by him. According to the Vedic system, once being used by some boy, a girl cannot be married or given to any other boy, nor would anyone agree to marry a girl who had already thus associated with another boy. The elderly members of the family, such as Bhishma, wanted to arrest Samba. All the members of the Kuru dynasty, especially the great fighters, joined together just to teach Samba a lesson. And Karna was made commander-in-chief for this small battle. And while this plan was being made to arrest Samba, the Kurus counseled among themselves that upon Samba's arrest, the members of the Yadu dynasty would most certainly be very angry with them. And there was every possibility of the Yadus accepting the challenge and fighting with the Kurus. But they also thought, if they came here to fight with us, what could they do? The members of the Yadu dynasty cannot equal the members of the Kuru dynasty, because the kings of the Kuru dynasty are the emperors, whereas the kings of the Yadu dynasty are only able to enjoy their landed property. So if they come here to challenge us because their son was arrested, we will nevertheless accept the fight. All of us will teach them a good lesson, so that automatically they will become subdued under our pressure, just as the senses are subdued by the mystic yoga process of pranayama. In the mechanical system of mystic yoga, the airs within the body are controlled, and the senses are subdued and checked from being engaged in anything other than meditation upon Lord Vishnu. So, after consultation, and after receiving permission from the elderly members of the Kuru dynasty, such as Bhishma and Dhritarashtra, 6 great warriors, Karna, Shala, Bhurishrava, Yajnaketu, and Duryodhana, the father of Lakshmana, all of them Maharathis, and guided by the great fighter Bhishma Dev himself, attempted to arrest the boy Sambha. There are different grades of fighters, including Maharathi, Ekarathi, and Rathi, and they are classified according to their fighting capacity. These Maharathis could fight alone with many thousands of men, so all of them combined together to arrest Sambha. Sambha himself was also a Maharathi, but he was alone and had to fight with the other 6 Maharathis. And still, Sambha was not deterred when he saw all the great fighters of the Kuru dynasty coming up from behind to arrest him. Alone, Sambha turned towards the fighters and took his nice bow, posing exactly as a lion stands adamant in the face of other animals. Karna was leading the party and challenged Sambha. "Why are you fleeing? Just stand and we shall teach you a lesson." When challenged by another Kshatriya to stand and fight, a Kshatriya cannot go away. He must fight. And therefore, as soon as Sambha accepted the challenge and stood alone before the Kurus, Sambha was overpowered by the shower of arrows thrown by all the great warriors. Just as a lion is never afraid of being chased by many wolves and jackals, similarly, Sambha, the glorious son of the Yadu dynasty, who was endowed with inconceivable potencies, being the son of Lord Krishna, became very angry at the warriors of the Kuru dynasty for improperly using arrows against him. Sambha fought them with great talent. First of all, Sambha struck each of the 6 chariot drivers with 6 separate arrows. Another 4 arrows Sambha used to kill the chariot drivers' horses, 4 on each chariot. 1 arrow was used to kill the driver, and 1 arrow was used for Karna, as well as the other celebrated fighters. And while Sambha was so diligently fighting alone with the 6 great warriors, they all appreciated the inconceivable potency of the boy. Even in the midst of fighting, they frankly admitted that this boy Sambha was indeed wonderful. But the fighting was being conducted in the Kshatriya spirit, so altogether, although it was improper, they obliged Sambha to get down from his chariot, which was now broken to pieces. Of the 6 warriors, 4 took care to kill Sambha's 4 horses, and 1 of them managed to cut the string of Sambha's bow so that he could no longer fight with them. In this way, with great difficulty, and after a severe fight, Sambha was left bereft of his chariot, and they were able to arrest him. Thus, the warriors of the Kuru dynasty accepted their great victory and then took their daughter Lakshmana away from Sambha. And thereafter they entered the city of Hastinapur in great triumph. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that it was Bhishma who gave permission to the younger men as follows. Since this maiden has now been touched by Sambha, Lakshmana cannot take any other husband. Sambha must become the husband of Lakshmana. But nonetheless, you should arrest Sambha and tie him up to make a statement about his impropriety and also of our own prowess. But in no case should Sambha be killed. Thus ends chapter 68, scene 1. Sambha arrested. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.